Oh, this looks good.
It is.
I know the TARDIS is huge, but what is this place?
The secondary control room. Apparently, he can run the TARDIS just as well from in here as he can from ours.
Cosmic! Looks a bit gothic to me.
Yeah, I guess the Doctor was having a bit of a doomy phase at the time or something. Anyway, a few streamers, some banners and balloons, and this'll be the perfect place.
Are you sure the cloister room wouldn't be better?
Nah, all those creepers get into everything.
I suppose. The console will make a perfect bar.
He'll be so pleased.
Do you think so? I don't know, he always seems so reticent to mention it.
Well, he always makes an effort for us.
True, although getting Clear Waters cancelled was hardly the perfect present for you, was it?
Oh yeah, I hadn't thought of it like that. And come to think of it, a trip to the Dolce's Hypershumar was just rubbing it in after having to go back to your old job, wasn't it?
I didn't enjoy those shoes, it's true.
This will just go to show how thoughtful we are then, won't it?
Yeah, this'll be the Doctor's best birthday ever!
To me!
Yeah, that's got it.
Perfect.
Right, that's the last one. We've got sandwiches, jelly, drinks of all kinds.
And lots of eclairs, I see.
Why do you always do that?
Oh, I've never really stopped to think about it.
Oh well, never mind. How about some music?
Share!
Nah, Beatles are classier.
That might put a dampener on the atmosphere, you know, remind him of that time we spent in the 1960s.
Oh yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
We could go for the classy, Gershwin perhaps?
Gersh who? Nah, we could do better than that. Come on, let's put our heads together and think.
Oh, I know! Simon and Garfunkel, he loves Sam.
Brilliant! Nick, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I doubt it.
We could get them here!
Are you crazy? How could we do that?
With this?
The drinks cabinet?
No, the console!
I don't know, Rob. It's terribly dangerous to play around with the console.
Oh, come off it. We've watched the Doctor do it hundreds of times. We could do it. Your brains and my brains put together, we'd be able to do it.
Could we?
Yeah, of course we could. Remember what the Doctor said about that Ed? He said he'd got the hang of some of the controls. This Ed Bradley could do it. Then we could, couldn't we?
Yeah, when you put it like that, we've been around for much longer than Ed.
Yeah, anything he can do, we can do. You with me then?
Hang on. No sign of the Doctor.
Excellent. Let's do this then.
That was a fantastic cup of tea. I do like a good cuppa. Now, back to work. I'd really better see to the time grapple controls. They've been on the blink for the last, several hundred years. Good thing I don't use it often, it usually goes wrong whenever I do. Oh, how odd. I'm sure there was a table here earlier. Don't tell me the architectural configuration is on the blink again. Last time that happened, we had to spend 5 days searching for the bathroom. That's not a time I want to live through again. Anyway, the time grapple controls.
Ah, oh, look, Nick, this could be the one.
What does it say? Time grapple. Sounds promising. Although the fact it's written in felt tip is a bit worrying.
Nah, it'll be fine. Shall we try this dial?
After you.
Here goes. Oh, come on. Oh, what's happened?
Look at the scanner.
Blimey! It's some kind of time control thingy!
Very succinct. Here, if you mind out the way...
Ow!
and I give this a proper twist.
Look!
1982! Simon and Garfunkel live in Central Park!
Fab! Okay, we found them. How do we get them here?
That's the time-grabbing controller. Maybe this button here, do you think?
The big red one that's flashing insistently at us?
Yeah, that's the fella.
Go on, then.
Should I?
Well, if you won't, I will!
Has anything happened?
No. Oh, hang on.
What's happening?
I think something's coming through.
It worked?
Yeah. Look!
I don't believe it.
We did it.
Hang on, though. When did Art Garfunkel start wearing dresses?
And I knew poor Simon was small, but not that small.
It's gone wrong.
What have we brought into the TARDIS?
What? Oh my.
Where are we, Grandma?
Looks like we've arrived at some kind of party. Well, well, well.
Oh no!
If I didn't know better, I'd swear that the time grapple had just been used. Only it couldn't be because I'm here and Rob and Nick... Oh, they wouldn't. Would they? Oh, they have. The idiots! I've told them time and again never to fiddle with the controls, but do they listen? Oh no. With the way the time grapple has been misbehaving, they could have brought anything into the TARDIS. Something from my worst imaginings. Evil from the dawn of time. The cake destroyers of Minchel 17. Mick Hucknall. Or something even worse. I suppose I'd better go and see what they've done and sort it out as usual.
Grandma, where are we?
Where is he then? My lovely doctor!
Vera Jundry!
That's Vera Christmas to you, Sonny Jim!
Rob, what have we done?
Kidnap me! That's what you've done, isn't it? Kidnap me!
If it's any consolation, we weren't trying to kidnap you, Vera.
Harumph! That's what Barry said that time he bundled me into a taxi and whisked me home and locked me in the kitchen!
Yes, well, anyway, it's lovely to see you, Vera, but we'd better send you home.
Nicky? Is it really you, Nicky?
Yes.
Oh, it's so lovely to see you again after that nasty time with the gnomes and things. You're my hero!
Craig, be quiet a moment. Your grandma is trying to think here.
I can hear the rusty cogs grinding away as we stand here.
Let me think. If Rob's here, and Nick's here, and there's lots of food around, it must mean...
Is it some kind of party, Grandma?
Oh, yes. These lovely boys must be organising a party for my lovely doctor. And they've kidnapped us to be the guests of honour.
But we were trying to bring Simon and Garfunkel here.
Simon and who, Funkel? Are they friends of the doctor too?
No. Oh, it doesn't matter.
And we've still got to get you home before the doctor finds out.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not going home without seeing the doctor. And Craig here wants to say hello too, don't you?
Not really. Nicky's my hero. He helped me when my leg was stuck.
Yes, it's been lovely to see you both, but it's time to be off.
Yeah, quite right. Not a second to spare.
The doctor wouldn't like having uninvited guests on board.
Well, I've never been so insulted.
I don't believe that for a second.
Do you want me to call the water guards? Intergalactic kidnap is a crime, you knows.
Oh, the water guards won't be half as fearsome as the doctor when he finds out what we've done.
Let's try again, shall we?
Well, I suppose it wouldn't do any harm. We've used it once, after all.
Simon and Garfunkel, here we come.
Someone's coming through!
The Baron of Borealis demands to know where he is!
Oh, that's not right. Hang on, Baron.
Ooh, a Baron, eh? Do you know, I've never kissed a Baron before.
The Baron of Baralis does not approve of such things.
Try again.
Perhaps I could help.
Not likely. Let's try another.
Who's this? Surely that's Simon.
No, it's me.
Ethan. Daniel.
Rob, Nick, how did I end up here?
That's a long story. Oh, look, just give it another go.
Here goes.
Gosh, that reminds me of that time with Rob.
Ben!
Rob! Hello! Where am I?
In outer space, Ben.
No way!
Ben? Not Art? Oh well, one more go.
I was due to star in Art in the West End.
They made a play of Art Garfunkel's life? Amazing!
Oh, this is most irregular. What am I going to do here? What am I going to tell Father Christmas? Oh no! Oh no!
Look, Grandma! It's Rudolph!
Oh, Nick! We're never going to get Simon and Garfunkel here in time, are we?
Hang on, one more go, Rob. I'm sure it'll work this time.
What? Where am I? You're all under arrest. Water Guard Costa is here to arrest you all. There'll finally be promotion in this for me.
A Water Guard? At last! Arrest these people!
Oh, Nick, what have we done?
Yes, just what have you done, Rob?
Surprise!
Well, come on, I'm waiting. What have you two been doing in here?
Well, you tell him, Rob.
We've been planning a surprise!
And here I am!
Oh, no!
Oh, yes! Come here and give your old friend Vera a great big cuddle and a great big kiss. Oh, it's so good to see you again, Doctor.
Put him down, Grandma. You're smothering him.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Doctor. I tend to let my emotions overtake me.
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
Quiet, Rob. Don't think I've forgotten you two. Now, perhaps you could explain what the two of you have been up to. Nick? Rob? Nothing to say?
Sorry, Doctor, we just wanted to get you a nice surprise for your birthday.
Yeah, we thought we could get Simon Garfunkel.
Instead, we ended up with Craig and Vera.
It's no comparison, really.
Harumph!
And then we tried again a few times and, well...
The thought was all very well, but what have I told you both about messing around with things you don't understand? The time grapple is not to be messed around with. It's rather unstable at the moment. You were lucky it was only Vera and Craig you brought on board.
Oh, we were only trying to do something nice.
Oh well, I suppose you didn't do any real harm, aside from interrupting the lives of these poor people.
It would be a shame to send them all home just yet, wouldn't it?
We could have a bit of a party, couldn't we? Then get them all home.
Well... Okay then.
Hooray!
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 Okay, quiet everyone, quiet. Thank you. I'd just like to say happy birthday to my best friend.
Oh, the best friend anyone could ever have, ever!
It's not my birthday.
Quiet you!
We meant the doctor!
Happy birthday!
Birthday!
Woo!
Happy birthday, doctor!
Yay!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Hurrah!
Oh, happy birthday, Doctor!
and happy birthday to all of you at home.